real question that's there is, can we predict outcome in prostate cancer at the point of diagnosis? And there are numerous predictive models out there involving sort of nomograms and mathematical models, as well as scoring systems. However, these often have a number of limitations and have variable accuracies. And when these are tested in external cohorts, the accuracy ranges from 68 to 82%, which implies that we do have a margin of error and there is room for improvement. The role of tumour content in needle biopsies has been suggested as a novel clinical predictive marker of outcome by some groups in the US, and subsequently has actually been included in a pre-surgery predictive nomogram in order to predict 5-year and 10-year biochemical recurrence rates. However, when I've looked at these different studies that have assessed the predictive value of tumour content, these are predominantly done within surgical cohorts and predominantly done within big US populations. And the real question is it applicable elsewhere? Given that in the UK, only 10% of patients actually receive surgery. I know a lot of people think that it should be a lot higher, but according to UK National Cancer Intelligence Network data, only 10% will actually have a radical prostatectomy for their prostate cancer. And there's very limited data out there to give us information about those who receive androgen deprivation, but there was one study looking at a cohort within the Southeast Thames region, which found that 35 to 44% actually receive androgen deprivation as their primary treatment. So the real question is, there is a need to investigate the predictive role of this tumour needle content, not only in different treatment contexts other than surgery, but also within a UK cohort.